You may be seated. Now, will the children come forth? Will we have Kids Corner?
I'm so glad to see you all this morning. I have a story to tell you. When I was 2.5 and my brother was 5, our mother died. Now, she knew she was going to die because about 6 months earlier, the doctors had told her that she had a disease that they couldn't cure. Now, you all know how much you love your mom. And you can imagine maybe what it'd be like to have your mother die when you were little. But until you have children of your own, it's probably hard to imagine how my mother felt. But I have a sense of what it'd be like to have a 2.5-year-old and a 5-year-old and know that you weren't going to be around to protect them and teach them and make sure that they learned the things you wanted them to know. So my mom was pretty sad and pretty desperate. And she prayed lots of prayers on behalf of my brother and me. But the other thing she did was make my dad promise that he would take us to church. And so, after my mother died, despite the fact that my dad was pretty disappointed that she had died, he kept his promise, and every Saturday night, he'd wash my hair and put it up in pin curls, and every Sunday morning, he'd brush it out, and he and my brother and I would go to church. And 55 years later, I'm still at church. Now, that always hasn't been a foregone conclusion, because there are times when I've been disappointed with the way things have gone too. And I think I just can't quite figure God out, and I've tried and I've tried. I think maybe I'll just give up. And there's been other times when something has happened in the church and it's kind of made me mad, and I think I'm not a very good group person. I'll just kind of go out on my own. But I'm still here. And I pretty much give credit for that to the prayers of my mama and the promises kept by my dad. And so, what I want you to know today is that if you're here at church, you're here because someone has brought you. A mom or a dad, hopefully both. And we need to be just so grateful for that. You need to give them a big hug and a kiss. And you know what? I'm really glad you're here too. And so I want to give your mom and a dad a kiss. And if your grandma and grandpa are here, there's a kiss in here for them too. And if your brothers and sisters are here, there's one for them. And there's one for you too, because I'm glad you're here. Let's go to God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, on this Father's Day, we are so grateful that in your plan for life, you made families, that you gave us mothers and fathers who take care of us and teach us and lead us in the way. And we pray a prayer for all parents that they have the wisdom and the strength to teach these children the way that they should go. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
The children will be collecting change for missional and apportionments during this hymn. And in 2007, the children collected over $1,800 for apportionments. Our song of praise will be Days of Elijah, which is in your insert and also on screen.